Faith is a very tender plant, and you have to make sure you put it in the right place so that it isn't poisoned. You have to give it the best chance it can have. You have to have some trust. The Guru Maharaj say, you know, if I can't find anybody that I can have faith in this world, then I'm in a very sad situation, a very poor situation. And like, means you're nowhere, that you have no faith in anybody anywhere, that nobody has anything that can help me. What a terrible situation. And we want that, you know. And always we want that, like from the beginning to the end we want that. We want that, find that kind of association that inspires us to be the best version of ourselves that we can be, and that means, you know, in the line of devotion. That's the sort of association that we need. Even, you know, even Gurudev, we saw that, like, especially in his last days, I noticed that, like, he's like, wants to tell something to us, wants to give something to us, but we're not able to, like, appreciate that. And I could see that was like a almost like a pain that he was feeling, that he sometimes he wanted to express something to us, and sometimes he would do that, but like he could see that it was like going, it wasn't like we weren't able to appreciate that. Almost, I remember that very much in Russia, in Moscow, and staying in Bharati Maharaj's house, and he's in the morning he's speaking to us about that. And I could see like some kind of pain in his face. And it was strange because, you know, that time Goswami Maharaj was there and he was like going out for some preaching engagement. And as he's coming out, we're all sitting with Gurudev speaking there. As he's going, just as he's going past, he told some shloka to Gurudev, which was like exactly what Gurudev was like expressing. I don't know if he like heard something. Somehow it was like a kind of very strange expression or like exchange. And then after, like in a moment, then Goswami Maharaj is gone, and then Gurudev said, he gets it, and if he can stay with me, I'll live a very long life. He said, but I cannot ask that of him, because the world needs him. It was almost like a, I don't know. I mean, you were with Gurudev more than me in the last days, but I saw sometimes he had like a kind of a desperation, that something that he had that he wanted to share with the devotees, and just felt like he couldn't really, although he would even would express that, like who could catch that? So many times, I mean, even in other times, like I remember him telling me one time we were, I said, oh, you gave this wonderful lecture in Berlin about Guru Maharaj, and he said, yeah, what did I say? And I thought, I can't remember. It's like, I have that kind of recall, you know? And then he'd look at me like completely disappointed, like, well, why are you even saying that then, you know, if you can't even remember what it was that I just remember it was like a wonderful thing that he told me. What it was, I can't say. And that song that we sang, you know, that you sing on the Saturday, Giriraj Aarti, so beautiful that song. Gurudev is extraordinary, qualified Vaishnava. And even that's like not a proper expression of what I mean to say. And you really, you know, I think people can really appreciate that when they read that book that Jagi Maharaj made of Gurudev. Really, like what kind of realization and deep appreciation of Krishna consciousness he had. A lot of people, like, they didn't see, right? But Guru Maharaj used to say sometimes, 10 years with Prabhupada, 50 years alone. He used to, like, lament, right? But we can't say that, you know? Like, 6 years we had with Guru Maharaj. But we can't say, like, and 30 years alone, because We had like 25 years, more than 25 years association with Sri Gurudev. Then, you know, if we didn't learn something in that time, then it's a sad thing. That's like, for some people that's their whole lifetime, right? 25 years so far. We were so, that's why I said at the beginning, you know, we've led blessed lives. Our lives have been so blessed, really. Like, whatever our personal circumstances or the troubles that we've had in our life, the blessings that we've had are like so much outweigh that. And Gurudev's still blessing us. When we were in Navadvipa, and somebody was speaking to Gurudev on the phone, and they said, "Give us your blessings, Gurudev." And he said, "I already gave them last time. Have they finished now? What I gave you already? Is that finished?" You know, why? Everyone's always asking, "Give your blessing." I'm always giving blessing. And really, he did so much, and continues to. You know, right from the very beginning when I met Gurudev, his whole life was about bringing people to Guru Maharaj and like sharing Guru Maharaj's conception of the world. And he did that so wonderfully.
Now, when we were in Kiev, Madhusudan Maharaj, he'd never heard it before, but he said one day in 2006, Gurudev was musing. Like, now we have so many centers all over the world. And he said, why is that so? He said, Guru Maharaj does not want me to make so many centers, so why have I done this? And he said, only because in each of those centers, there is the opportunity for persons to hear the conception and glories of Guru Maharaj. So that was his only idea.
Yeah. And really, you know, I believe that Guru Maharaj's teaching, they're so sweet and heart-touching. You know, when Mahaprabhu made that prophecy, or Bhaktivinoda made that prophecy, you know, Mahaprabhu's prophecy, every town and village, and Bhaktivinoda Thakur, that every intelligent man and woman of this world, they must embrace the religion of Mahaprabhu. I think, like, Guru Maharaj's presentation of Krishna consciousness is like integral to that happening.